Iran has released one of the three American citizens who were detained in July 2009 for illegal entry.
I want to really offer my thanks to everyone in the world, all of the governments, all of the people that have been involved, and I especially particularly want to address President Ahmadinejad and all of the Iranian officials and the religious leaders and thank them for this humanitarian gesture. I'm grateful and I'm very humbled by this moment.
Sarah Short has left Iran for Oman after her release. Short, along with her two fellow Americans, were arrested while entering illegally from the Iraqi border. Tehran charged the three with espionage. Last week, Iran's judiciary said Short, the only female detainee, could be released on a bail of $500,000 on health grounds. Before leaving Tehran, Sarah Short had a brief meeting with Maryam Mujtahidzadeh, advisor to the Iranian president.
We allowed you to have a meeting with your mother when she was on a visit to Tehran. While we have no relationship with your country, it's a good example of compassion we have learned from the Holy Quran.
Short said in response that she knows about Islamic teachings and said she will remain committed to the truth in her future interviews with media.
Before I was in prison, when I lived in Damascus, I studied Islam, and I've read books about specifically women's treatment, in the Holy Quran and the way that women are addressed, and it's something that I've learned a lot from women in the Middle East in this part of the world, and I have a lot of respect for women and the tradition that surrounds them. I just want to assure you that my commitment to truth will not change even when I go back to my country, and I will never say anything but the truth to the media, and I will not succumb to any pressure.
Earlier, Tehran chief prosecutor told us more about the condition of Short and the two other American detainees.
After completion of legal proceedings of the American detainees, we decided to give some assistance to Ms. Short because of her health condition. So the judge issued her release order immediately after her representatives accepted to bail her out through Bank Milli of Iran in Muscat. Now Ms. Short is free to leave Iran if she wants to. However, the detention period of the other two is extended. Their dossiers have been sent to the Revolution Court, which is in charge of espionage charges. We should now wait for the trial session.